Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, we are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson over there. Bo Morgan to my left. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And Virginia Tech has hired James Franklin as their next head coach. He's going to replace Brent Pry, who was actually working for James as a defensive coordinator at Penn State previously. And as this deal is happening, James Franklin and Penn State agreed to a smaller buyout. Penn State will be paying James just $9 million rather than $49.
Yeah, Penn State is really excited about Virginia Tech, right? I mean, it saves them a ton of money in the process. I think this is a great hire for Virginia Tech, personally. James Franklin had his issues at Penn State. Doesn't mean those issues are going to follow him. He's going to have to get over the hump, and he's going to have to win some top 10 games, some top 25 games for sure when they're presented with him. But I think Virginia Tech, the ACC, everything that comes along with that gives you a clearer path. I mean, we've seen the craziness happening inside of that conference just this year. And I think he'll have the resources necessary. And I think he's a good coach. So I think it kind of works all the way around. And probably a nice little landing spot. The timeline works out. Everything kind of lines up for this to be a good hire for Virginia Tech.
Who would you rather play as a top 25 matchup? Virginia at Virginia, if you're Virginia Tech, like it would be this year. Maybe, I think, I don't know where they're playing. Or Ohio State.
Yeah, no thanks.
Or Oregon. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, Michigan a few years ago. This is perfect for Virginia Tech. You win 10 games in the ACC every year, you're in the playoff.
For sure.
I mean, it's. I know that somewhere West Durham might be listening and kind of raising an eyebrow that I just said that, and because Wes and I kind of go back and forth, and he knows, he's like, oh, sometimes I'm in a little bit of SEC, pro SEC, but I mean, look at the track record. Tech is on track for its first 10-win season since Paul Johnson was there, and
got to deal with business.
Maybe since 2014. And if they win this week and get to 10 wins, I mean, their chances of making the ACC championship game, I mean, excuse me, the college football playoff are out of this world.
Yeah.
Especially if they can get some players back.
Yeah. And I also like the timeline for Virginia Tech. You get him installed before Thanksgiving is even here, right? And he can kind of hit the ground running, recruiting, portal, the whole bit. I think it's a home run both ways.
I'm a little disappointed in James Franklin that he lowered his buyout. I just said no.
I mean, who negotiated that, right?
Well, was it not part of his contract already at Penn State that if he took another job or took a job in broadcasting that had to offset? I think there was offset language.
No, I think I thought the language was he had to be looking. I'm pretty positive the language in that was he had to be actively looking for a job. He couldn't just collect it. I thought that's what the language was.
I don't know about that. I feel like, and I think Brian Kelly's in the same situation. If you get hired somewhere else, that there's offset language with the money. But I could be wrong. We'll see.
We'll see. All right. Speaking of the transfer portal, when Georgia players transfer or want to transfer, Kirby Smart has a tactic. Let's hear Kirby explain it.
We schedule them. The ones that want to leave, we schedule them. We try to get them on the schedule because when they want to leave because they're not physical, that means they're probably going to a place that's not physical. We like those places. We like to play them. We prefer them, actually, if you can get them on the schedule. So it's one of those deals that you don't run from hard in life. You run from hard in life, you'll find more hard.
Dude, inject this into my veins, baby. Let's go. I'm the scene in Friday where they're like, damn. Yeah. Like, that's how I feel. You know what I mean? And granted, I don't blame kids nowadays. It is what it is. They're presented with so many more opportunities than we were 20 years ago. But I cherish the toughness that we built inside of that facility. And I think that's exactly what Kirby's trying to say is you'll be better off in the long run. You're going to be tougher. Don't run from this.
You don't run from hard in life. You run from hard in life. You'll find more hard.
God, come get all the smoke, man. I loved hearing this yesterday.
I also don't know if he can schedule all of them. Of course, I don't think all of them leave for toughness.
You're like, how quickly can you schedule them, Kirby? I don't know. That turnaround seems really quick.
But there is, look, he answered that question, and it's needs to be said that he answered that question in that specific way because it was specifically asked about tough when guys think it's too tough and everything. And that was one of the things that you always hear about guys that left Georgia, guys that left Florida back when Urban was there. Guys that have left Alabama, and I say leave, like graduated, not always just like transfer portal, but talk about how hard. I think that was one of the things that they said about Belichick too was like games were always easy because practices were so hard.
Mm-hmm. Man.
And that's the way that's kind of the cool part is the practice is hell, games are fun.
Yeah.
And you want to play them, you know. And they're easy because there's nothing you're not ready for. That's why Kirby's an elite head coach.
I thought it was really interesting hearing Sony Michel on with the Steakhouse last week when he was talking to Rusty last Thursday, and he was talking about, first of all, Kirby Smart and how they wanted to make sure they got their program back on the right track. But he also won two Super Bowls, one with Bill Belichick and one with Sean McVay. And he was talking about the contrasting styles, and he was saying, look, you know, the games were easy because Belichick makes you practice so hard. And Sean McVay, on the flip side, was one of those guys that just knew how to get the very best out of you when it was needed. And it was completely different styles, but that's the way they went about their business, and they've both been successful for those reasons. So, yeah, man, Kirby, inject it in my veins, baby. I love it. I love it.
Well, apparently Ole Miss is looking for clarity about Lane Kiffin's future with the Rebels. So members of Lane's family visited Gainesville on Sunday and Baton Rouge on Monday. So Ole Miss wants an answer before the annual Egg Bowl against Mississippi on November 28th.
I hate this so much for everybody involved. All three of these teams, the circus that ensues. I get it. Good for you, Lane. I just hate this, man. I hate it for all the fan base. I hate it for Ole Miss's fan base. I think the decision has to be made. I don't know how much they can hold him to task in terms of we want to know.
I mean, if he changed his mind in December, would they be like, no, it's past?
I don't know. It sucks, man. It really sucks. I get why Lane might want to look elsewhere, but I also think that Ole Miss is a great job, and I think that he would be smart to stay there. So we'll see what happens. But I hate all of this going on. I hate it less now because of the transfer portal and NIL. You know, 10 years ago, I'd been like, this is ridiculous. But everybody's moving. Everybody's doing different things and doing things for themselves.
I saw some talk show host nationally who probably doesn't understand college football at all try to crush Lane Kiffin about this and say that Lane Kiffin has made a mockery. This isn't a Lane Kiffin issue. Lane Kiffin is not responsible for any of this. Okay, we are to an extent. And I say we are because the media, mm-hmm. Because they're the ones that ask him every press conference. They're the ones that are speculating where he's going. Now, I'm not saying that he's not being courted. Don't get me wrong. But there's that guilt. And then there's also the guilt of the powers of college football that allowed this system to be in effect. You know why this system's in effect? Because you allow coaches to be fired after 3, 4, 5 games into a season. You allow players, because of the rules you haven't forecasted for, you allow players to be on Zoom with other coaches in the middle of the season. You allow players to leave during playoff runs, okay? If a player can leave under a playoff run, so can a coach. Sorry, but that's the reality of it. You have allowed this to happen because of the way you've set the system up or refused to fix things and forecast for issues that have arisen. I don't blame Lane Kiffin for any of this. Now, should Lane go ahead and figure this out? Yeah, sure, but it's his life too. His future too. I don't blame him for this.
I understand what you're saying, but it doesn't, just because the system's in place doesn't mean Lane can't do right by his players and the other coaches on his staff. That's kind of where I'm at with it.
The same people would do what's right for them. Look.
You don't know
Mike,
that, though.
Mike, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to get mad at me when I say this. I think you're going to think that, say, well, I don't know that like you just did. This ain't the world you played in. And what the rules that you lived by, they're not there anymore. You were a guy that when you went to Alabama, you were loyal to the program. And that was a lot more of a thing back when you were played. There's no loyalty anymore, man. There's not. There's not a guy in that program that's loyal, and it sucks because I'm the same as you. I feel the way you do, but it just doesn't exist anymore.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But it's got to be a good feeling to be invited to these schools to look around, right? That's why
For Layla and Knox, doubt. Yeah, I'm sure.
That's why you shouldn't scoff at invitations.
It's like the opposite of shopping for a house.
No. But, hey, I will say that Dan Mullen's, the house that Dan Mullen lived in when he was head coach of Florida, it just went pending.
It's like the opposite of shopping for a house. It's like if people who own the houses were inviting you in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we don't have to knock on the door and say, can we look at it? They're like, hey, come over here, look at our house. We want you to like our house. Like, oh, okay.
Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We've got some impossible trivia today, fellas. And if you're heading into work today, feel free to steal these from me. No problem. Share it at the water cooler today. So orders for this on Thanksgiving Day spiked almost 3,000% last year. What was it?
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Is it a food?
No.
Okay.
I'll also say it could have been any, like this could happen every year. It's not particular to last year.
Yes, on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know. You got anything, Bo?
Deep fryers for turkeys.
That's a good one.
Or gift cards from Amazon.
Dylan, yeah. You got any guesses?
Deep fryer's good.
I'm going to guess smart remotes for smart TVs.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going a different direction. So, no, if you're making the turkey, all of a sudden you realize, oh, I need to check the thermometer. Meat thermometers went up. Yeah, by 3,000%.
Why last year?
What kind of person doesn't have multiple meat thermometers in their house?
Someone that has Thanksgiving for the first time.
But do you cook?
Why
last year? Do you ever grill? Do you cook at all in your house?
Are these the first time you've ever prepared a meal? Like a smart
Not everybody's the meat man, Bo.
Dylan, you don't got to be a meat man to have a meat. Before I was a meat man, I still had a meat thermometer.
Like one of those things they call the meter with just an R on the end of meat.
All right, I've got another impossible question for you. According to a new report, the average American gets rid of 48% of this within the first 48 hours of having it. Once they get it, they get rid of it within the first 48 hours.
The common cold?
No.
Christmas sweater.
No.
Is this a Thanksgiving theme?
No.
Oh. Wrapping paper?
No.
A real Christmas tree?
No.
Well, you gonna buy one and get rid of it 48 hours later?
I'm thinking like an ugly Christmas. Oh, I'm going with Christmas.
Yeah, ugly Christmas sweater.
No, it's a paycheck.
Who gets paychecks anymore?
That was like a trivia riddle.
Direct deposit.
You do. It goes into your bank account. I think there's one Friday.
To get rid of it in 48 hours.
Some people do.
70% of the world has this physical feature in common. What is it?
They're right-handed.
No,
it's higher than that.
Probably. A big toe.
I would hope the percentage would be higher than that.
Dylan, you're so off key, bro.
I was throwing it out there, man.
Your guesses are awful today. except for the first. I thought the first one was all right. Hold on.
If we did a smaller sample, it's 75% in this show, the four of us.
Really? Brown hair.
I should say, actually, it's 25%. It's the reverse. 25%.
I don't know.
Has blonde this hair. Physical feature in common.
Under 6 feet. Oh, no, that's not right.
No.
Taller than 6 feet.
It's brown eyes.
Really?
Yes.
Who's got brown eyes?
This is going to sound
weird.
I got
brown eyes.
Everybody close your eyes. Make Bo guess them.
I'm not sure what color eyes I have.
You have blue eyes.
Blue eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have blue eyes.
Sorry.
I actually have, my eyes change colors a little bit. They're blue, but they in certain light,
so freaking
they look
colorblind.
Green.
I don't even know.
You don't even know what your own color is.
Oh, you ever have a Max Scherzer thing going on?
No. It's not. No. I don't have one eye blue and one eye brown or green or whatever. But sometimes certain light, my eyes look green.
You got one more to send us out on?
I got one more.
Maybe we can marinate during the break.
I think this will help Falcons fans. So keep that in mind. And we'll marinate. A recent survey-based study with over 3,200 adults looked at how often people do this and how it can affect their level of depression and anxiety. It can help it.
Oh, I know what this is.
Don't! Dirty Mike strikes
anything.
Again. Dirty Mike strikes again.
I didn't
again.
Say anything.
Mike, get your mind out of
I
the
didn't
gutter.
Say you, anything.
You dirty dog, you.
Just got to help that depression a little bit.
All right, think about it. We'll get back to it. Coming up, we'll get into as well the good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday's Falcons game. Mike and Bo will get into the film review they've been conducting next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.